This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, there's another story I'm getting to about how they get to you here in a moment, but I'm not gonna get off this thing I've been talking about a lot. I bring up guys like Klaus Schwab on the show a lot, World Economic Forum a lot, Bill Gates a lot. Why? As I've said before, you think that the 20th century villains, the dictators of the 20th century, were the most murderous in history. And we look back at the black and white videos and pictures and we think, oh, that monster, he killed all those millions of people, Mao and Hitler. What you don't understand is that the 21st century villains are alive, they are powerful, they sound different because they're using different means, but the 21st century villains are actually way more murderous than any of the 20th century villains. Not only are they way more murderous, most of them are actually more honest about their plans to kill everyone if you'll get past the nice-sounding talk and pay attention. I'm going to play this from the beginning. This isn't my words. This isn't me being over the top. We're going to walk through this together. This is Bill Gates in his own words. And do keep in mind, the leaders of the world now, especially the leaders of the West, I'm not just talking about politicians, I'm talking about tech billionaires and all these guys, the leaders of the world, because they have all subscribed to communism in various forms. Most of the time, these guys, it's all about the climate change, death cult stuff. But they always view the problem as being, there are just too many people alive. They always come to the same conclusion, no matter what's going on. The problem is we just have too many people alive. Stalin came to the same conclusion. Hey, we got too many people alive here. Let's kill a bunch. Mao came to the same conclusion. We got way too many people alive here. Let's kill a bunch. This human being may sound different. Believe me when I tell you, Mao was the starter pack for what this guy would do.
Is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today.
Sorry. Again, that's scary. Remember, that's scary to go from 1 billion to 7 billion. So he's frightened by something. He's frightened by all these extra people being alive. So he needs to find a solution.
It's happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
We wondered, we sat down and we were thinking, hey, should we get some medicine for all these sick kids? But then we had a moment and we thought to ourselves, wait a minute, if we save the sick kids from dying, won't that mean more people will be alive in the end? These are not my words. These are his words.
What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down.
I know the inspirational music behind him with the elevator music. I know his low-T dork voice. I know all those things. They don't sound like Hitler, does it? It doesn't sound like Stalin and that horrible speaking. It doesn't sound like he wants it. But please understand and please pay attention. The leaders of the world, Joe Biden included, by the way, the leaders of the world, they think there are simply too many people alive. Joe Biden's planning on wiping out coal plants in Africa.
It only makes it more urgent for us to take decisive action and take it together.
Here's Joe Biden talking specifically about South Africa.
Today's announcement, join a portfolio of partnership for global infrastructure and investment projects already underway in Africa, including mobilizing $8 billion in public and private finance to help South Africa replace coal-fired power plants with renewable energy sources.
There you go. Look, you can accept it or not accept it. And maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, they're just misguided. Jesse, they don't know. Jesse, they believe in something. Yes, but hear me out. Why does that matter? If you believe that you think my family is evil and you want to kill my family just because you're a bad person, you want to kill my family. Okay, that sucks. That's really bad. I want to stop you. But if you're just texting while you're driving, while my family's crossing the street and you're going to mow them down anyway, does the fact your motivation was different or your circumstance was different, does any of that change the fact that my family's dead? I don't care what they believe or don't believe, how much of it in their minds is lies, not lies. No, that couldn't possibly matter to me any less. You do realize that cheap, effective, available energy like coal and oil and gas, these things have brought the world out of poverty. The world is lit up now. Do you know? I know that's kind of a dorky thing to talk about. You know how weird that is? Because you're used to, you could look out your window right now, lights. There are lights everywhere. There are lights all over your home. Lights on the headlights of your car, street lights, city lights, lights everywhere, billboards, just a nation of light. You drive by the local hospital, it's light. Things are lit up now. That's not how most of human history has lived. People lived in the dark. But energy, cheap, abundant energy, brought the world out of the dark ages and brought the world into this modern age you see now. And these people, these monsters, they look around at all these humans, 7 billion people being alive is wonderful, isn't it? That's 7 billion created beings that are supposed to be here. It's a wonderful thing that it's something to celebrate. The 21st century monsters, it's scary to them.
Is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wrap your mind around how evil you have to be driving down the road, and you look across, and you see on the sidewalk, there's a big group. Maybe it's a school group. Maybe it's kids, big group of kids walking down the sidewalk, and you think to yourself, man, there are way too many of them alive right now. And I want to say to Bill Gates, just like I've said to any of the others, if you believe there are too many people on the planet, I will say that is evil and I will say that is wrong, but what's stopping you from checking out of here? Look, you're the one, you think you're the good guy. For the greater good, billions, plural, billions of people have to die. Bill, are you not one of those people? Yeah, look, I believe in leading by example. Good call, Chris. I do. I believe leading from the front. Don't sit back in the rear with the gear. Lead the charge, homie. Too many people around here for you? Man, that sucks. We gotta do a massive global depopulation campaign. Okay, sounds pretty dark, but you are going to be one of the ones that does it too, right? Or is it just the peasants that have to die? The kings and queens don't have to die, do they? Let me guess. You see yourself as a ruler, and the ruler never gets it, but sometimes a lot of peasants have to die to build the ruler his special bridge made of gold. I get it. Oh, Bill, I get it. I totally get it. All right, that was that. Now, I promised you a second big thing, a way they get you. Hang on for this.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Uh-oh, Chris, the voice is starting to go a little bit there. Did you hear that? I'll be fine, Chris. Look, maybe you haven't heard.
You know, freedom is not free.
And these colors don't run, Chris. Look, if I can't continue to speak English, don't think I won't just switch over.
Buenas tardes.
I'll start oblong all show if I feel like it, Chris. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, there's a lot to unpack here. I love saying that, Chris, unpack. I feel like such a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
Every time I say unpack, it's what it makes me feel like. I feel like I need to start wearing a suit and tie. What, Chris? With a hat? I do need the hat with the press tag and one of those, like, khaki vest things. Oh, and I want to walk around with a camera, although they probably don't do that anymore. The big, huge one that hangs down around your neck. Oh, man, I'm totally doing this now. We need new business cards, Chris. We need to turn in the ones that have just my name and face on them. We need Jesse Kelly, journalist. All right, shut up. Quit. We got to focus here. Focus, Chris. You know why? You know why I'm bouncing off the walls? It's because even though I've got this little cough thing going, this little thing in my throat that makes me sound like I was smoking Marlboro Reds all night long, I still laid down my head on my MyPillow mattress topper and my MyPillow pillow. I slipped into my Giza dream sheets. The house has become MyPillow Central. It's terrible. The wife pointed this out the other day, that she was in MyPillow pajamas. I'm walking around the house in my MyPillow slippers, and on our bed we have MyPillow pillows, Giza dream sheets, and a MyPillow mattress topper. I must have just put MyPillow as like a big sponsor above the door. Hey, they got a big sale right now. My slippers, they're $90 off. They're $49.98 a pair. There you go. Christmas time. Giza dream sheets as low as $29.98. The mattress toppers. You think you need a new mattress? Dude, save some money and just get a glorious mattress topper. $99.99 right now. That's as low as they're coming in. $99.99, depending on obviously sizes and stuff like that. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse to save a bunch of money, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Now, here's the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin. And remember, this is not about Virginia. This is not even about this county. This is a story about you and your government. This is what he had to say.
I do believe that part of my job as governor is to make the decisions to shine light on circumstances like this. And that's what we were elected to do. And I wasn't surprised by the pushback from Democrats, because this is something that, in fact, is not just an embarrassment, but it suggests that they tried to cover it up. And at the end of the day, we were going to shine a bright light on this and make sure that the facts were clear and that those that had, in fact, violated their duty would be held accountable.
Cover it up. What's he talking about? Why does this have to do with you? Well, walk with me, okay? Walk with me for a minute. There's a county in Virginia called Loudoun County. Loudoun County. It's in Northern Virginia. It doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about that. But that's just know that this is a county. It's school district. is uniquely despicable, packed full of communists. And part of school curriculum these days, probably in your area too, is LGBTQ insanity. It's everywhere. The madness is absolutely everywhere. I mean, do you know, did you know this? Did you know that in the Obama era, this is how crazy these people are, they determined that suspensions by race should be equal? Like, that's the kind of insanity we're talking about. So if there are too many white kids getting suspended, then they'll stop suspending the white kids and just start suspending Mexicans instead, or stop suspending everyone, like that kind of craziness. Well, that was really the beginning of a lot of this. Now, let's fast forward to where we are in Loudoun County. There is, I'm going to skip obviously some details on this because it's a lot of really, really ugly stuff. And I know there are kids listening. I'm always mindful of that. But there was a young lady in the school, in Loudoun County School District, and a, quote, tranny, a dude who was pretending to be a woman wearing a skirt. He went into the bathroom with her, in the girls' bathroom with her, because he was allowed to enter the girls' bathroom with her. Now, I say tranny, but he had not been in for surgery yet, and he ended up assaulting this young lady, this poor girl, in terrible ways. I mean, just unspeakable ways. The school covered it up. The school covered it up, and this is going to apply to you. Hang with me here. The father found out about it. And as you can imagine, he came unglued. Can you imagine someone hurting your child in such a way? Came unglued. And he went down to the school board meeting, and he started yelling at these people. My girl was assaulted. You covered it up. My girl was assaulted. Instead of hearing his pleas, instead of apologizing, instead of saying they'll have this person arrested, the cops came in and grabbed this guy and handcuffed him and threw him in the clink. Meanwhile, maybe you're asking what happened to the rapist? They transferred the rapist to a different school. Didn't report him. They transferred him to a different school where he then did the same thing to another girl. Same thing. So already now we have two victims because of this embracing of this LGBTQ demon mob insanity. And remember, this school district is one of the ones, well, we can't speak out about it. Of course, the boys can use the girls' room if they pretend they're boys. And it's just all really gross. And the assaulting of women is something that has taken place over and over and over and over and over again, every single area where this happens. Because lots of these dudes aren't actually, or don't think they're women. They just understand in this society, if you pretend to be trans, that this crazy nut job society we have now, they'll put you in a position where you can then take advantage of women and hurt women. That's where we're at. But that's not the entire story. The entire story gets a little bit uglier. I'll wrap it up for you and tell you why this may be an action item for you. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did the DHS actually know about what was going to happen in January 6th and stop it? Oh, there's a juicy one out there. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I want to finish this story because we're, in case you're just joining us, we're talking about Loudoun County and what happened there and how this applies to you. Okay, so guy assaults this girl in the girl's bathroom because he pretends to be a tranny. School covers it up. School transfers him out. The school then has the father arrested when he shows up at a school board meeting, nonviolently, I may add, but very, very heated, and starts yelling, as you may imagine, about what happened to his daughter. Cops come in, throw the guys in handcuffs. But there's actually more. Couple things. One, the father, as you can imagine, he's in this crazy nutball blue district with a George Soros-funded DA. Now, what do you think the George Soros-funded DA has been doing with all the violent criminals? They all get turned loose right away, right? Because that's the idea. Guess who didn't get turned loose right away? Guess who getting the book thrown at them? That's right, the father. So that's one. Oh, we'll come back to that in a moment. I know you're already squirming in your chair because you know that what I'm going to say. Two, prosecutor refused to dig into the cover-up by the school board because it's a George Soros-funded DA. So what happened was, by the grace of God, Glenn Youngkin ended up winning that election, got elected in the state of Virginia, and he convened a statewide grand jury. Now the superintendent and the spokesman have been criminally indicted following the rape cover-up. You should know, school board members still stand firmly behind the guys who covered up the rape of a young girl.
My final statement tonight is that Dr. Ziegler's commitment to support student privacy and be the lightning rod for criticism is a perfect demonstration of his integrity and why he continues to have my unwavering support as an LCPS superintendent. Thank you, Dr. Ziegler.
Student privacy? The horrific attack of a young lady in the girls' bathroom by someone pretending to be a tranny is a student privacy issue? Okay. We'll set that aside. Let's get to why this matters for you and me. How many times have I told you to get out of your blue area and get to a place where you can have some level of state protection? How many times have I told you to get out of your blue area because you have no friends there? I'm not talking about your personal friends. I'm talking about people in power, and they're all against you, and they will crush you the moment you can. Here's President Barack Obama back when he was campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, when he was referencing the rape of a teenage girl in school, called it trumped-up culture wars.
We don't have time to be wasting on these phony trumped-up culture wars.
So let me ask you something. Where do you live? If you live in a place where, God forbid, something horrific happens to your daughter, son, wife, husband, and you get a little heated about it, what's the local prosecutor going to do to you? Whose side is your prosecutor going to be on? Is your daughter going to be able to get justice where you live? Is your wife going to be able to see any justice? Are you the avenging parent, avenging spouse? Are you going to be punished and thrown in a dark hole for trying to get justice for your loved one? And finally, let me ask every single person this, and it's something you better be aware of. This story I just told you, one you may have already known, that doesn't matter, but here's what you probably didn't know. Do you remember when the National Teachers Union, when they coordinated with the White House, there's no way that's legal, by the way, they coordinated with the White House to send the Department of Justice a letter that the Department of Justice then took in. It was a complaint letter about angry parents, and the DOJ took this letter from the teachers union, and they gathered the FBI together, and they sicked the FBI on angry school board parents across the planet. The counterterrorism heads of the FBI sat down in a boardroom and they met to discuss which terrorist threat label they were going to put on angry parents. You remember all this. We've talked about it before on the show. Did you know all of that came from this school board and this father who showed up at a school board meeting to protest his daughter being violated in school? So a young lady got violated in school, her father got angry about it, and the end result was the Federal Bureau of Investigation making plans to put you on a list and shut you up. I'm just saying. Pay attention. These things, that's the thing. It's so hard because there's so many news stories and national scandals that come down all the time. I don't know about you. I have a hard time tracking them all. And then because of the lag time, you don't always make all the connections with every single story. Wait a minute. This is somehow connected to this, and it's connected to that, and it can get super confusing, and it gets way more confusing on the radio because you have to do it all verbally instead. I mean, Chris, we still need to get the punch board up in the office with the yarn strings on it and things like that. It'll be great. Let's put just a bunch of stupid nonsense on there about the origins of the Oracle or something like that. No, Chris, hear me out. And we'll have like headlines of the Titanic and whatnot. What, Chris? Oh, yes. How to make the perfect pizza. Well, here's the problem with making the perfect pizza. And I'm the menu whisperer. Obviously, everyone knows this. The problem with making the perfect pizza at home is the home ovens don't get hot enough. I never figured it out. We've tried it 1,000 times at the house. Hey, it's pizza night. Let's do personal pizza night. And we take the dough, we lay it out, and everyone makes everything. And then you throw your pizza in the oven, and it sucks. The crust is never done right. The toppings get done way before the crust gets done. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Anyway, almost as awful as Joe Biden.
Used car prices fell for the fifth month in a row. New car prices didn't go up this month. That savings is critical to so many families. It gives them just a little bit of breathing room for the holiday season.
Yes, I don't know about you, but saving money on a new car is exactly what we all needed for this Christmas season. Speaking of all these people, here's Representative Katie Porter on why these people have to be protected.
You know, this allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity.
Yeah, a lot of these people are criminals. There's an unbelievable level of mental illness in this society. By the way, you should know that guy who harmed that young lady and then went to the other school and harmed another lady, he eventually obviously did get busted. He's a deranged nutcase, and you're probably living around some of them too. Does your baby girl have a hero gun or a hero arrow? Does your son? Don't think this stuff doesn't happen to boys. In this day and age, your son is about as vulnerable as your daughter, especially with all the turbo freaks around here. Your wife, mom, get these people something they can use to stop a bad person. And there aren't any excuses because it's non-lethal. If they give you that, well, daddy, I don't like guns. Just tell her, honey, no, it's not a gun. It's a hero arrow, honey. It's non-lethal. You're not going to kill anybody. And she's not. If it's a hero gun, it's a pepper ball. If it's a hero arrow, it's pepper gel. Hero arrow is a little bit smaller. Just depends on what you're looking for. I have both, but get what you want. That loved one of yours, make sure they have something on them at all times that will stop a violent, vile human being from hurting them. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Now that we've unpacked, that's a lot. Chris, I feel like I've been playing hurt, and very similar to someone like Lawrence Taylor or Michael Jordan. What, Chris? I feel like I've actually been better because we legends, you know, me and Michael Jordan and Denzel Washington and these types, we legends, when we're hurt, severely injured, like I am with this little cough, when we're severely injured, what it does is, what, Chris? It creates a hyper level of awareness. So we're... most mortal men would probably be brought to their knees. Me, it actually, in a weird way, makes me even better than normal. I'll tell you, I originally thought, man, I hope I'm better by Friday. I don't want my voice to be all messed up for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, part of me hopes I'm worse. Hear me out, Chris. If I just keep getting better, the sicker I get, you know who wins? The audience wins, Chris. Yeah, and you win because you get to sit here and watch it. All right. Got to talk a little illegal immigration. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It's all right. Mama's got a squeeze.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I cannot believe the week is almost over. Man, we're so close to Christmas. I can feel it. Chris, when's Hanukkah? this year. I know. By the way, how do you have a holiday that floats months? How do you know when it is? Every Jewish holiday floats? Are you kidding me? You people use a totally different calendar? For real? What calendar do you use? What month is it right now, Chris? Be honest. My calendar says it's December 15th. It's Kislev? It's Kislev right now? Is that how you people say this? Hanukkah's Monday. Okay. And then it's 8 days. 8 days. All right. Do you still have your menorah that you made yourself? You keep it here in the studio. That's so embarrassing. You own a better one. At least you do own a better one. Just so you know, Jewish producer Chris, trying to fulfill every stereotype known to man, didn't buy his first menorah. He found scrap wood in a ditch while driving down the road and stopped and grabbed it and built a menorah out of it. Yes, no, Chris, no. Don't do the whole Jesus was a carpenter thing. No, go buy a nice menorah. Gosh. All right. We're going to get to illegal immigration. Let me get to this really quickly. I told you yesterday, I had to get a hold of Pure Talk. And I don't think I talk about this enough. I'm so frustrated with the level of customer service today. Is it me? Or is it Houston where I live? Or is it getting worse? I get treated. You get treated, I'm sure. Like if I go up and order a burger and fries, I get treated like I'm an inconvenience. And it's everywhere. Not just small companies, big companies. You call these people. I got hung up on not long ago. I wasn't yelling at anybody. She just couldn't figure it out. And she just, boop, just hung up the phone. And I said, wait, what? When you get a hold of Pure Talk to switch from your garbage communist company to Pure Talk and you want to save a bunch of money, you speak to the most pleasant people and they speak English. It's really, really wonderful to have a company that hires American and speaks English and saves you money. Same 5G network is one of the big guys. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk now. There's no need to wait any longer. Stop paying your enemies. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Subject, Eisenhower deportation. Full-time shogun, part-time radio host. Another argument the low-T and spineless GOP brings up is there's too many illegals to just round up and deport. Why doesn't even right-leaning media bring up how Eisenhower deported over 1 million illegals in 1 year? I think I know why, but I'd like your take on it. Says his name is Chris. And this guy says, Jesse, you're in Texas. I thought maybe you'd be able to answer this. I see on the news all these farmers complaining about illegals coming through their ranches and cutting fences and showing up at their houses and all sorts of things. Why don't they have guardian dogs or electric fence or traps or something? If I was sitting there on the border and people were coming onto my property, letting my cattle out and endangering my family, I sure would be doing a lot more than taking video. Maybe I'm wrong and they do more than take video. It just seems crazy. They won't or maybe can't do more to protect their property. You should start a new business down there, Jesse Kelly's Booby Traps. Christie's her name. Okay, let's address a couple things here. One, I have spent a ton of time on the border. It's not just Texas. When I ran for Congress twice and lost twice in Arizona, it was a border district. So I would routinely go down to the border to hang out with people down there, look at the border, talk to families, talk to these ranchers. And I've told you these stories before about these people who live along the border. They have to use the buddy system to get the mail. My kids go get the mail by themselves oftentimes, right? Just, hey, go get the mail. Just grab a couple envelopes out of the mailbox. Imagine having to wait and finding another adult who can handle a firearm before you can go get the mail. That's not happening in Zimbabwe. That's happening here in the United States of America. That's what American citizens are living like right there on our southern border. So it sucks. That's terrible. Why don't they do something? Because I've actually had this question before. I'm glad you asked. Why don't they do something? Why not? You mentioned electric fences or guard dogs or something like that. Well, here's why not. A lot of that stuff sounds good on paper. But when you ask a normal human being to do those things, it's a bridge too far. You okay, guard dog. So I'm going to what? I'm going to get myself a couple German Shepherds, great dogs, by the way, and I'm going to turn them loose on the illegal immigrants. Have you ever heard a dog eat somebody or attack someone viciously? Let me just tell you, I've had the displeasure. It's not something you love. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, hey, Jesse, but who cares? They're illegal. Okay, I understand that. I'm explaining to you that's not something most people want to ever experience in their lifetime. And if you experienced it once, I bet you wouldn't like it. That's one. Two, okay, so what if they don't? What if they kill it? Okay, well, now my dog's dead. Okay, well, that sucks. Okay, let's set the dogs aside. Electric fences. Why not electric fences? Let's say I get an electric fence and I just hook a daggone diesel generator up to that boy. I'm pumping 50,000 watts through that daggone thing. You're going to turn into crispy bacon when you walk through. When you walk by it, it'll fry you. One, now I've just endangered my family, my animals, my dogs. Two, it's expensive to put in. Three, the same people who don't want to see someone eaten alive by their German Shepherds, they don't want to go out and scrape the ashy remains of someone off of their electric fence. Why don't they put up mines or booby traps or machine gun nests? American citizens trying to run a cattle ranch on the southern border should not have to turn into Rambo in order to ranch on the southern border. It is the job of the federal government to protect these people and to make sure these people do not have to go through these things. It is 1,000% a failure of the federal government. It is maybe of all the... Look, we've talked about a lot of injustice tonight, like the Loudoun County stuff and everything else. Of all the injustice out there, maybe the worst is what's been done, or what's not been done more specifically, to the people who live along the southern border of the United States of America. It is wrong. What has happened to these people is wrong. And they plead. Now, I'll never forget one of the first meetings I had down there. I went out to this. It was kind of in a mountainous area of the southern border of Arizona. And I went out to this meeting. There were probably 50 people in this small community, virtually all of them ranchers. Half of them rode horses to the meeting. It's my kind of people. Right? So we show up at this thing, and I'm running for office at the time. And they were wonderful. They were just wonderful people. People like that always are. But the looks in their eyes and the pleading in their faces of, why won't someone help us? Can't somebody help us? You know one of the things they were pleading for? A cell phone tower. They said, hey, we get trapped out here with these illegals. We can't even get a hold of anybody. The government won't even give us a cell tower. They just feel totally abandoned, like they're in a separate country. And frankly, they are. It's ugly. It's ugly stuff. Speaking of ugly, what if the government knew about January 6th and purposely didn't tell anyone? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.